Moving over to the r/ClaudeAI community, users are fiercely debating a wave of rapid-fire software updates. One highly upvoted post complains that the extreme number of updates feels janky and unprofessional, questioning if the platform updates every single time an engineer commits code. While some users defend this as standard modern continuous integration and deployment, pointing out that you can switch to a stable release channel, the overwhelming community demand is for actual release notes. Users are exhausted by the constant pop-ups and vague, increased stability messages. In another major thread, longtime Power users express disillusionment, stating that Claude is losing them after release. The community overwhelmingly agrees that recent model iterations have become frustratingly verbose, adopting bizarre corporate jargon and frequently breaking code, while leaving a laundry list of unaddressed items for the user to clean up. Many users suspect throttling to save compute costs, with some migrating to competing tools like Codex, while others share prompting tips to establish strict permission boundaries and rein in the model's unsolicited output. On a lighter yet technically intense note, an open source developer shared a terminal manager specifically built for ADHD brains, sparking a lively debate. While many praise the visual canvas and AI orchestration features as a breath of fresh air, hardcore command line veterans roasted it for relying too heavily on the mouse and lacking essential keyboard shortcuts. Users debated whether it could genuinely replace battle-tested tools like Tmux, while heavily requesting Windows support. An existential discussion also gripped the subreddit, where a developer admitted to losing sleep over the fact that they built a production-grade voice agent system handling thousands of calls using Claude, despite writing almost none of the code themselves. The community's consensus was reassuring. You are no longer a typist, you are an architect and product manager. However, commenters heavily stressed that users must retain deep domain knowledge to supervise the AI, spot architectural flaws, and prevent vibe-coded projects from collapsing into maintenance nightmares. Transitioning to the r/OpenAI community, discussions kicked off with a viral claim that OpenAI acquired a 17-year-old developer's Ethereum project during an Irish Tech Accelerator demo day. However, skeptical users quickly dismantled the story, pointing out that the alleged acquiring employee works in policy and government relations. No official corporate announcements exist, and acquiring a decentralization project starkly contradicts OpenAI's core infrastructure focus. The community concluded it was likely an exaggerated retelling of an encouraging remark or pure engagement bait. Security concerns took center stage as a user issued a stark warning about malicious-sponsored Google search results. Searching for OpenAI Codex directed the user to a sponsored ad leading to a fake Google Pages-hosted site distributing credential-stealing malware, prompting renewed outrage over ad network vetting failures and calls to avoid clicking sponsored search links entirely. Environmental and geopolitical friction also made news, as the Cherokee Nation officially banned hyperscale data centers on its lands, refusing to support future projects without strict consultation regarding water consumption, air quality, noise pollution, and cultural preservation. Commenters largely applauded the nation for leveraging its sovereignty to extract accountability from big tech. In legal and corporate AI news, court records revealed that an expert witness for 3M generated the vast majority of a defense report using ChatGPT in a high-stakes lawsuit over a deadly industrial explosion. Plaintiff's attorneys easily exposed the AI-generated citation overlays and hallucinated references during trial, contributing to a massive $61 million jury verdict against the company and illustrating the severe legal dangers of unvetted AI-generated expert testimony. Finally, users expressed frustration over recent rate limit resets and pricing adjustments on developer tools, with some accusing the company of artificially throttling usage tiers to upsell paid resets, while defenders argued that the raw computational power provided remains an incredible value for professional software engineers.